Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Ford Lillard, and he is the chief of the Wyota Fire Department. Good morning to you, Ford.
Good morning.
Well, you know, it's about a month away what we're going to talk about today, and it's a very special event that the fire department has been doing quite a while. So let's talk a bit about that event.
On Valentine's weekend, the 13th and 14th, we will be having our 12th annual Fireman's Valentine's Romantic Dining Experience. It'll be $50 per couple. They will have their choice of a nice ribeye or a Windsor chop provided by Hy-Vee. We'll be serving baby red potatoes as usual. They'll have their choice between green beans or corn. And for desserts, we usually have our cheesecake, cream puff, or a jello cake.
You know what? It's in the morning, but you're making my mouth water already because it just sounds so good. And you've had great success with this Valentine's weekend. I'm sure if the food is one of the reasons.
Oh, yeah, the food is great. The beef producers and the pork producers come out and grill for us, which is wonderful. We greatly appreciate that. They do a wonderful job, and it's just a nice fundraiser, nice way to raise money for the community.
And you provide this great way for people to go out and celebrate Valentine's Day. Now, the other thing I have to say, Ford, I've never been to one. I mean, that's kind of sad, actually, a number of years. But I keep hearing about, you know, this, you don't just walk into this Big Bear fire station. This is pretty special.
Yeah, it is really special. Our decorator is usually Marlene Hansen. She does a great job decorating for us. We've had themes in the past, a 50s diner. We got a nice bar area, little tiki hut set up. We've had Hawaiian nights.
Just adds to the whole celebration mood, doesn't it, and making it really, really special. Now, 13th and 14th, this coming 2015, and as you say, this has been going on 12 years. We want to be sure people know that it's not going away this year.
No, it is not. We are running a little behind this year with the season we've been having. It's just we've had a lot of changes in the fire department, but we're getting moving on it, and it'll be just as good as it has been in the past.
Okay, that's great to know, because I think, you know, some people wait till like the last minute to plan whatever they're going to do, but this is a special event that people need to plan now. Are you selling tickets now?
Yes, we are. Anybody who knows a Wyota Fire Department member, there are flyers up. Just if you find a member, just ask them for a ticket. They have them.
Okay. And as you mentioned, $50 for a couple. What if there are people aren't a couple?
It's $25 then. if they just want to go as one person, or if you want to bring a friend, you know, it's always nice to dine with a buddy.
You bet. So put this on your calendar, folks, and know that this is going to be a special event again at Wyota. And it is in the fire hall, is that correct?
Yes, it is at our fire station at 311 Center, right there in Wyota. Wyota's not a big town, so it's not very hard to find.
So I know if you've been there before, I know you want to get this on your calendar. If you haven't been, well, here's the opportunity in 2015 to get planning to be there. Let's talk a little bit, Ford, about the people who are in your fire department. You know, how many of you are there, and just a little bit maybe in general about the folks that volunteer?
It's people all around Wyota. We've got some young guys who just came on who are new to the community, which we greatly appreciate them coming on and joining us. We actually have 5 new members in Firefighter 1 class right now, and this fundraiser is a nice way to raise money to buy them the new equipment. They're going to need new turnout gear. We're still using some gear bought in the 90s, so
That's almost the old time now in the 90s.
It is, you know, and we've got great experience from older members who have been on for quite some time, Randy McElfish, Lamar Spies. You know, we've got guys that have been on there since they were my age. So
since it was dirt. Yeah, we say older than dirt. And of course, that's really important to have those people on who've been around and so on. But so important to have new people to come on. And that's pretty exciting that you have five new people. Talk a bit about, you know, you talked about they're in a class. Talk a little bit about where you start if you're brand new.
When they first come onto the department, we train them. We show them around the department, you know, get them what equipment we have, get them familiar with where things are in our department on the trucks so they know. They do a lot of the grunt work for us, you know. Being new, they kind of get picked on a little. But they're great sports. They start out with Firefighter 1 class, which is provided here in Atlantic. Gene and John Johnson, they do a great job training our guys.
And that's required by the state, correct?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Lots of requirements for I mean, you're volunteers. You're not, for the most part, paid. But there's still lots of requirements.
There is a lot of requirements, and it's a lot of time from the family. And, you know, you can't just thank the fire departments. You got to thank their families, too, because I know my wife and my kids, they put up with me being gone a lot, running out in the middle of supper when a fire call goes out. And so, you know, it's not just the person on the fire department. It's their family, too. It takes a community. So
that's very true. And a part of that community can be people coming to the Valentine's dinner to support all that going on. How much does it cost to, if you're going to put a whole new outfit, you know, kind of just basic whole new outfit on somebody? What's the estimate of the cost of that?
Well, it's between the boots, the jacket, and the pants, the bunker gear. It's right around that $1,500 mark. It's not cheap.
And that's just the basics.
Yes, that's just to keep us basic clothing, basic protective gear.
And then let's talk a little bit about your big equipment. How many fire trucks do you have?
We have five trucks. We've got the new truck that our new grass unit. It's only a couple years old. We built that from scratch. Detter Motor Company, they provided us with a great base truck, and it really helps. So we have two grass units now. We've got our new one and our old, like an 80s model truck, old Chevy. They're old, but we take care of them, and they get us and to where we need to be and help us do our job.
So that's part of your ongoing work, too. We talked a bit about the training. We may talk a little more about that. But you can't just wait till there's a fire call. You've got to be in there taking care of stuff.
Oh, yeah, our truck captains do a really good job of taking care of the trucks, making sure they're serviced, making sure everything's running. So when there is a fire, all we got to do is fire them up, open the doors, and roll.
You depend on they're going to be ready.
We do. And, you know, we just don't depend on them. The people, Lord forbid, it happens to them. They depend on our trucks
right.
being up to code.
Absolutely. When you call the fire department, you want people out there doing, not just saying, oh, I got to go put gas in the truck or something. You got to be ready. Let's talk just a little bit more about training. You said, you know, these first new ones are into this basic training. But Ford, I'm sure you've got to continue to do training.
Oh, yeah. We have the Cass County Fire Association. They do a great job getting trainings for the departments lined up. In the past, we've had trench rescue training in case somebody's one of the utility guys are repairing a water line or something. Lord forbid it should cave in. We have the proper equipment and training to rescue them. With being in a rural community, we have grain bin trainings, which are really helpful. We've been lucky enough not to have any of those, so keep our fingers crossed on that. And, you know, just different trainings like that. With the new technology, all these smart electric cars coming out, there's actually special training on those because they're a lot different than just your old gas cars. You just don't have to worry about the engine. There's a lot of electrical, and when you start putting water on it, it gets dangerous.
You know, it's a little different being a fireman from when you have a job. You know, the job you go to every day and you use the skills that you need, you're always using them. As a fireman, you sort of hope you're all prepared, but you hope you don't use it.
Yeah, we want to be prepared, but there's always, you don't want to have to use that training. It's good to be trained, you just don't want to have to use it.
Exactly. And remind us, Ford, one more time about the event coming up.
That's the Wyota Valentine's Supper, Friday the 13th and Saturday the 14th. We'll start serving at 5 p.m. both days. $50 per couple, great meal, and a great way to help out a local department.
You bet. So get your tickets now. And until just next time, just remember that Valentine's Day is a time to share your heart, not only with your closest loved one, but your coworkers and other family and friends.